everyone. Round of applause for Jason Richardson, doing a great job as our MC. Another year at the Carpentry Club. Hello, Jason. Well, it's great to see so many people here this evening for our season launched. I'd like to begin tonight by acknowledging and thanking all of our members for their loyalty and commitment to our club in season 2018. I'd like to welcome all of our AFL players, our captain Mark Murphy, our AFL coaches, and our senior coach Brendan Bolton. Welcome also to all of our AFLW players, our captain Bree Davey, and the AFLW coaching team led by Damien Keeping. Round of applause for all the coaches and players. While year one of the AFLW season saw the club focus on setting the foundations of the team, year two has provided an opportunity to focus on growth and development. Bree Davey was named captain of the team this season with Lauren Arnell and Sarah Hosky, our co-vice captains. The club was very active throughout the trade and draft period, with the signing of 11 new AFLW players. We welcomed all Australian players Taylor Harris and Nicola Stevens, new recruits Karen Harrington, Madison Gay, Tiana Cochran, Katie Grieve, Courtney Webb, and draftees Georgia G, Sophie Lee, Reddy Hicks, and Bridie Kennedy. While it's been a challenging season interrupted by injury and illness, our team continues to wear the jumper with pride and distinction. There is no doubt, absolutely no doubt, that the team will be looking to finish the season on a positive note as they prepare to take on Fremantle this Saturday afternoon. As a club, we continue our commitment and investment in women's football. Having been granted a licence to field the team in this season's VFLW competition, which commences on Saturday, the 5th of May, against the Saints. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our AFLW co-major sponsors, Hyundai and MC Labour, as well as partners Dizzy, ZTE, Vic Health, and our AFLW apparel partner, Cotton On, for their continued support. Thank you very much. Now, with a great start in the JLT series, we are optimistic about the year ahead for our AFL men's team, following a solid pre-season that has seen significant growth, development and improvement. Our players are showing a great determination and a passion to succeed. This exciting playing group will continue to grow and improve together. And in line with the strategy set 3 years ago, we will not be taking any shortcuts to achieve this. There will be challenges, but there is no ceiling on what we can achieve together at this football club. There is a lot to be excited about in 2018. Congratulations to Mark Murphy, who will again lead our team in his sixth season as captain. Co-vice captains Patrick Cripps and Sam Doherty, and the leadership group Ed Curno, Alex Silvani, Lockie Plowman, and Matthew Cruiser. Congratulations to the leadership group. We had another successful draft and trade period, bringing to the club a mix of both experienced and young players. Welcome to our new Blues, Aaron Mullett, Cam O'Shea, Gillian McKay, Matthew Kennedy, Darcy Lang, Matthew Lowe, Jared Garland, Matt Shaw, and draftees Angus Schumacher, Lockie O'Brien, Paddy Dow, and Tom DeConning. We wish the entire team all the best for the 2018 season. So, ladies and gentlemen, off-field, we continue to invest in our elite training facilities
with the resurface of Icon Park now complete. The Icon Park Master Plan continues to evolve. It will consolidate our position as the home of AFLW, the expansion of our elite training facilities for all our teams, and will also support the increase in demand for facilities to service the wider community who are connected to our game. We continue to invest in our community education programs. We remain committed to building our Carlton Respects program as the benchmark for best practice in gender equality and the prevention of violence against women to generate positive social impact. I would also like to extend my appreciation for the support of our long-term global commercial partners, Hyundai and Virgin Australia, who have confirmed their confidence and commitment to the Carlton brand with a 5-year commitment as co-major partners through to 2022. Tonight we have an exciting announcement that I want to share with our members first. We are delighted to announce a new major partnership with one of Australia's leading universities, La Trobe University, offering more sport-related courses than any other university in the country. La Trobe will deliver a full education suite with the club and will establish a joint sports development institute to be located at Icon Park. In the coming months, we will unveil more details of the new Sports Development Institute, where young students will be given greater opportunity to study a range of diploma-level sports qualifications with a pathway to enrol into the La Trobe University degree courses. The La Trobe University logo will also appear on the players' match day and training shorts for the next 5 years, positioning them alongside Hyundai and Virgin Australia. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Vice Chancellor of the University, Professor John Dewar, and the entire team of La Trobe University to the Carlton Football Club. We would also like to acknowledge our partnerships with Icon Services, Carlton United Breweries, On Time Group, Uber and Uber Eats, and Treasury Wines Estate. We continue to have valued support from our wide-ranging coterie groups, including our player sponsors, and we thank them not only for the support of the club, but for the individual players as well. Our membership continues to rise and currently sits just over 43,000. We continue to recognise and appreciate that every contribution made by our members is important, including the work of the many volunteers, including the cheer squad who come to all our games, including all the interstate games, and put their heart, soul and time into preparing the banners each week to support the teams and contribute to our match day experience. Clubs are only as strong as the people that support them, and we will continue to harness the power of our supporter and member base. Ladies and gentlemen, we will continue to be unwavering in our pursuit for success. There is a real sense of excitement around the football club. So to those supporters who are not yet members, I encourage you to join us. Thank you very much for attending tonight. Enjoy the rest of the evening, and I hope to see you at the footy, and go Blues.